and happy to be joined by our first guest, and it is Bailey Steinke of the CSC softball team. And Bailey, welcome in. Glad to have you on the show to be a part of this with us here tonight. The season is here. You guys are off and running. You're just diving right in. It always comes so fast. It's got to be really exciting for you to be back out on the diamond.
Yeah, after a long fall and winter of practices, it's finally nice to be out and playing some games. And even though the weather doesn't look like it's spring, it's here, and we're already jumped in for a month of softball already. It's been fun.
Over the weekend, you got to play here at home, and we'll talk about the success that you and your team, which is here in attendance, and great to see the softball squad out here to support you and be a part of the show in the crowd here tonight. Before we dive into what happened with Fort Lewis, how cold was it out there on the diamond last week? And in the early season, you always get some of those sort of snow type of games.
Yeah, it's pretty deceiving out here. I mean, we had to shovel our field before we had our first game, so that was pretty crazy the morning of, but we got it done, and that sun came out, and then the clouds came, and, you know, it gets pretty chilly.
It is. It's always interesting when the spring sports begin, and you have to battle through some of those weather conditions. And you mentioned shoveling the field, getting ready to go. It reminds me of Dixie State, Utah Tech now, but Dixie a few years ago, where your entire team and, the wrestling boys and the football team was out there, and I went out and took some pictures, and just everybody picking up a shovel and filling up trash cans. Do you remember that day? Were you out there that day, too?
Yeah, I was, and I think we had a couple years ago, the big event was hosted that weekend, and they came out and helped us, which was super beneficial for us not having to do it by ourselves.
Yeah, it's amazing how much snow that field can hold, but then also how much water it can take to be able to play some softball games. There was a game against Highlands a couple of years ago where I think the center field lake just kind of kept extending out, and as the snow was melting, we got in a few games that day. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, I do. And you'd think once you get all the snow out, it's all clear, but it can get slippery out there in the outfield.
It can. Well, you guys are used to the elements. You're not afraid of them. And that was obvious this weekend when Fort Lewis was here, the Skyhawks, a team that's maybe trying to be up and coming a little bit in the league. And you showed them that Shadron, Nebraska, is a tough place to come as an opponent to play softball, Bailey. Your team got a 3-1 series victory over Fort Lewis. That series had 3 one-run games as well. So a lot of drama there. CSC won two of those one-run games. Tell us a little bit about the series with Fort Lewis and how you guys were able to have so much success.
Yeah, although they were one-run games, we definitely came out on top and pushed through and made it a fun weekend to win some games. And we've struggled the last couple weekends, but we finally are putting them together and building that momentum and getting some wins, so it's been fun.
When you play one-run games, do you feel like it makes you a better team overall and battle tests you for kind of the rigors of the RMAC when you come out, especially on top and in close games like that are so tight?
Yeah, and that's what being home is definitely an advantage of taking away a little bit of that pressure, just getting that last at-bat, being able to pull ahead when we need it.
All right, here's the real question with one-run games. Would you rather play a one-run game and all the stresses and the anxieties and win that game, or maybe even just give it everything you got, maybe you fall a little bit short, or would you rather play in a blowout victory, like a 12-0 type of game or a 10-0 type of game?
Well, we did have a blowout game actually against them, which was nice, but it definitely does build more excitement when we do come through on those big wins and stuff. But it's nice to come through and blow teams out, and everybody's hitting the ball, and that's always a lot more fun.
One-run games are so memorable. Blowout games, it's kind of nice to just be able to coast with that W,
yeah.
Too, right?
Yep, exactly.
Bailey Steinke with us, our guest here, CSC softball senior on the road show here tonight. Let's go into game three, Bailey. You were a huge part of a comeback win. A run scored with you at the plate to tie the game at 5. Then you knock in the game winner with a single for the 6-5 win. You had the game-winning base hit. Take us through those at-bats and those moments and how great it felt to come up with those hits.
Yeah, so we've talked a lot about opportunity in our team and just having that chance to be able to take that opportunity and run with it. And my teammates definitely put me in a situation where I had an opportunity to win the game for them. And it's nice to have teammates who can do that for you and just not put that much stress on you and know that they'll come up and do it for you. Even if I did it, I knew they would come back through and help me and get that and win.
Bailey, do you like that pressure situation of being at the plate with an opportunity to win the game? Do you really feel like you're the one that wants to have the bat in the hands in that moment to step up and try to make the hit happen?
Sometimes it's nice when I come on top and I get that win, but other times when you get let down, it's it can be hard, but it's definitely fun to get that win and have that celebration.
Absolutely. Bailey, you guys are one spot out of the playoffs right now, Shadrach State. I know we have a lot of season to go, but when you're through, three conference series right now, that is a great feeling to have. So you're one spot out, great start. What kind of goals did you and the team here set for this season when you started to get into things and into conference play?
I've been here for 5 years now, and we've never made it to the tournament. So being that we have started the season so well, and hopefully that we make it to that tournament would be awesome.
That is a great goal to have at CSC. I've been out here for now, this is my eighth season doing games, and up in the first couple, we went to that tournament a few times, and there was just a lot of energy down there, and it's fun to see the Eagle colors and jerseys down there. The Eagles took third 1 year down at that tournament, and just a spot out right now. Hopefully you guys can get back this year and make some noise in the playoffs for CSC. And in terms of like going into an at-bat, especially in that Fort Lewis game, as we talk about goals and things, do you go into each at-bat with the same mindset, or do you go into your at-bats when you're up there pitcher by pitcher, situation by situation? Just kind of curious about the fans would like to know, such a good hitter, hitting over 400 right now, what's in the mind of you as you approach each pitcher?
Yeah, I think whether we're facing the best team in the conference or the worst team, I have to go into it with the same mentality of just thinking I need to get on base and do my job as a leadoff hitter. But yeah, with a lot of confidence going in that, because when you go in with fear, there's not a lot of benefits of doing that. So just go in with confidence and just relax a little bit and not let your tense body control the situation.
Do you, you know, you brought in kind of the confidence, the mental part of the game, and is that overall for everywhere out there on the field, you know, defensively, at the plate, in preparation, all of those things happening in the week leading up to maybe a weekend series, that you find yourself really making sure that mentally you're focused, ready to go, and staying strong confidence-wise?
Yeah, especially because this is a game of failure. So there's a lot of majority of the time you're going to fail. So it's having to push through those times and not let those times just affect you, and just be able to turn over from having a mistake and come back and push through it.
How do you prepare during the week for games? Obviously practice, of course, and it's tough with some of the cold weather, but what do you and your teammates go through in preparation to get ready for these weekend series and the travel and everything that is involved?
Yeah, we do talk about the stats of the other teams usually beforehand, just to get an idea of what the pitchers might throw and what batters we might face and where we need to be in the field.
Sure.
But I think just, again, building that confidence throughout the week and just seeing what our strengths are and focusing on those and what we can control rather than the things out of our control, and just work hard all week and get ready for the weekend.
You've been at CSE playing softball for quite a while. You've seen a lot of teams and pitchers. Is there a pitcher you like to face most, or one that you're looking forward to facing this year?
Not any particular pitchers, but as my team knows, I'm definitely a rise ball kind of hitter. So anyone who throws me that high ball, I'm ready for it.
Ready to lock in, square that one up, and
yeah,
send it over the wall, right?
Right?
All right, Bailey Steinke with us, our guest tonight on the CSC Sports Road Show. We're live at the Ridge, and the show, of course, presented by Security First Bank. Come on down and join us, since Bailey is our first guest here tonight. Bailey, it's just amazing what you've overcome to have this new season now, and you had to miss an entire season because of an injury last year. It was tough not seeing you out there on the field. I know your teammates missed you, and the community and the fans, with what you bring to the team and all of that. And so can you just kind of take us through what happened injury-wise, how you stayed with the team as best you could, what you did to stay involved?
Yeah, so I ended up tearing my ACL and meniscus in the fall last year. So it took me out all year until May. I was finally cleared, so that was the whole season. But I was definitely able to just stay with the team by whatever that was doing, shagging balls, picking up balls for them, beating front toss, and just being their number one cheerleader out there. It was fun.
Yeah, it was great that you could stay as involved as you could. How much did you miss it? It seems like an obvious question, right? But, you know, when you're the day-to-day going through, not being able to be out there, it just had to be really tough.
Yeah, it was definitely tough, especially in hard situations when we were down and I just wanted to go out there and help my team as best as I could. But I just had to sit there and just support them as much as I could on that bench. But
yeah.
Just being their cheerleader.
Yeah, absolutely. Did rehab and everything go as planned, and back to full strength when you expected and wanted to be?
Yep, I feel good and don't have any issues with it now, luckily, and hopefully I'll never be in that training room again.
Yeah. Karen says, I'm here to take care of you if you are, though. Karen, the team trainer with the team here tonight, in attendance at the Ridge as we visit with Bailey Steinke, CSC softball star. And back in that 2021 season before the injury, and fans really got to see you play quite a bit, you were named a Gold Glover in the RMAC at shortstop. What makes, in your mind, a good shortstop defensively?
I think just having the pitchers be confident in knowing that their shortstop will make the plays that they get to us, and just having that range of throughout the whole infield, just being able to cover a lot of ground and field any balls that come at you.
What do you think makes you such a great shortstop and to win an award like that Gold Glove?
I definitely think just my range and just being able to cover a lot up to the 5-6 hole or up the middle, like just being able to get those plays and just making the routine plays of the ones that are you think are the easiest ones can sometimes be the hardest ones to field. So
do you try to read softball, baseball, sports like this? It's so fast from the pitch leaving the hand to when it goes to the bat, and as a shortstop you get a lot of action that comes your way on the dirt. Do you try to anticipate and read what's coming in terms of maybe do you watch the bat? Do you might know what pitch is coming, and so you can kind of get a head start on what you might be facing?
Yeah, depending on who's up to bat and if there's a slapper, you know, covering that 5-6 hole defense, and then depending our pitchers, what they're throwing, if they're throwing a curveball, you know, you might expect it to go one way or the other. So just like having that in the back of your mind and that IQ of maybe where they're going to anticipate hitting it.
Sure. Bailey Steinke with us, the Eagles shortstop and a star senior this year. As Bailey, I'm curious if you looked up to other players on the dirt, you know, in the major leagues, or other players around Division I, Division II softball, some players that you like to watch or kind of try to emulate your game after a little bit?
Yeah, Sis Bates is definitely somebody I look up to. She played on Washington and is now playing pro, I think, on Athletic Unlimited or one of those pro teams. But yeah, she's definitely somebody I look up to. She's also a lefty and a shortstop. So, and she's got, if you've seen her ever play, she's got a lot of range and can make some pretty great plays, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's great that softball gets so much coverage that it does now with TV and things. You can really watch a lot of the big-time programs and players. And are there some teams out there that you like to watch when you're not playing, or maybe after the D2 season is done and say they're going on and there's big games on ESPN and things like that? Do you like to watch some of those big teams? And if so, who do you kind of follow?
Yeah, the World Series is so much fun to follow, and I mean all those big teams, Oklahoma and UCLA, it's just crazy to see the difference between D2 and D1 and how their talent up there is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And programs like Oklahoma, just win after win after win. It seems like teams like that just keep on rolling on, and you can really learn a lot from them. Have you ever been to the Softball World Series? In
yeah,
Oklahoma?
I actually have. A couple years ago, I went down with my sister. There's always a tournament up there that we play during that time, usually, for the club team. So we always get a game in there to watch.
Yeah, what's it like? What's it like going to the College Softball World Series? I've always personally wanted to go. I haven't had a chance to go yet. And maybe you can play tour guide a little bit for me and others that want to try and check it out. It looks like a really great time.
Yeah, it's definitely hot up there in the summertime, but it's super fun to watch, and the atmosphere is just so different compared to, you know, MLB, Rocky games and stuff. It's just the environment is crazy, and the fast-paced game of softball, it just makes it so much fun to be in.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna book some tickets and get down there and check it
yeah,
out. It sounds
definitely.
Like, and hopefully in that D2 World Series, we'll have you and the team at some point down as well. It's a great goal to strive for here as we visit on our CSC Sports Roadshow tonight with Bailey Steinke of CSC Softball, and obviously with your success and your experience with CSC, you're a leader on your team, and teammates look up to you, and a lot of people like to follow what you do, and especially with your team, you know, how do you try to keep everybody focused and encouraged during maybe a tough spot in a game or just throughout the grind of the season a little bit? What do you feel like you do best as a leader for your ladies?
I'm definitely somebody who's not very vocal, and I'm kind of a lead by example kind of gal, so I'll just work hard and kind of just stay positive, encourage my teammates to just stay up and don't let something beat them down when it gets tough.
Bailey, there's a huge road trip coming up this weekend in Denver. Before we jumped on the air, we were kind of having some fun talking about, you know, Metro coming up and hand them their first losses. And, boy, that would be so great. They're 12-0 to start out the season in conference play, and they've been kind of a powerhouse in the conference a bit. But a great opportunity. What would you guys like to accomplish with this huge challenge ahead coming up this weekend against the Roadrunners?
Yeah, so the last couple of weekends we built off of every single weekend, and we've had gaining that momentum into this weekend will be super awesome. Getting those three wins over Fort Lewis will be nice rolling into this weekend. But I just think we're confident right now. We've been hitting the ball pretty consistently. So just backing up our pitchers and having that defense, I think we can compete and put up a win against them.
Yeah, boy, that'd be so great to see. And I've been looking over your schedule and keeping tabs on you before we get a chance to get warm enough weather to bring all the radio gear out and get some games live on the air. I can't wait for the Colorado Mind Series when we could do some live games once again. But, you know, just kind of following from a distance and looking at the schedule makers were not kind to you guys in the conference this year. It's been a gauntlet and brutal for you with starting out with Colorado Christian, the preseason number one team in the league, and, you know, Fort Lewis, an up-and-coming team, Metro now. But do you kind of, you know, maybe thrive off that opportunity to get a take on the best right away and just see what you can do against them? And maybe it'll build you up for the series that's coming down the back end of the season when things aren't against maybe some of the gauntlets of the conference?
Yeah, although we didn't come out with any wins against Colorado Christian, we definitely saw us compete. And the scores, I don't think, told on how well we played, but we did put up some good runs against them, especially what a good team they are. But
yeah,
I think it definitely helped us coming into the tournament or coming into the rest of the conference and just being able to get some more reps and seeing a lot more live, because we haven't been able to see much live being with the weather and stuff. But yeah, I'm excited to see what we can do against Metro.
Yeah, me too. And those tough teams early in the season will definitely have you ready to take on anyone and everyone the rest of the way in the RMAC. And speaking of kind of looking around the conference, and we get to go to some cool towns and some neat cities and see some great countryside out here, of course. And what is your favorite road trip in the RMAC? You've been to probably all of them by now. Which one do you like the best to visit?
I don't know if I have a best, but I know my least favorite is New Mexico Highlands, which we're going to be going to in a couple of weeks. But anytime we get to go to Colorado, my family's from there, so it's always nice to have that support there. And a lot of the girls on the team are also from Colorado, so we get a pretty big fan section out there with a lot of Colorado girls. So, yeah, just being in Colorado, I think, in Denver, it's just nice, and we get some good food out there.
Yeah, absolutely. That was kind of where I was going to go next. Colorado, beautiful place to be and play, and a lot of, like you said, your teammates and the fan sections can fill up in that area. What is your favorite food spot in the league?
For me, it's Texas Roadhouse. I mean, you can't go wrong with some steak and rolls and butter. It's pretty good.
Just going mainstream on the food question. Okay. I thought maybe, is there kind of like one of those little hole-in-the-wall type of places, as they say, some like undiscovered kind of unique place that you have found yet, or maybe you'll end up finding it this year? Who knows?
Yeah, I'm nothing in particular for me. I know New Mexico Highlands, there are not many options, so I think there's one good restaurant out there that we always go to that we consistently go to the same one because it's the only option there is. But
yeah, some of the towns are a little bit small that we go to, and there's not much around. That's a long drive too. That is a tough with the travel factor. That is long, but hopefully it's worthwhile when you go down and get some wins to take on the Cowgirls. Bailey, what's your major at CSC? What kind of things are you looking at maybe for a career once you're done with college and start moving on?
I double majored, so I have a degree in rangeland management and business. And I'm looking into being some type of working for an accounting, bookkeeping, or any sort of anything with accounting, really. Don't have anything particular, but probably staying around Chadron. So not too many options, but looking forward to working and stuff.
Oh, that's great. I was going to ask if you wanted to stay kind of out in this area or maybe make your way back towards the big cities in the Front Range, kind of that where you're from, with that kind of career. But then you tie in rangeland management. I mean, that'd be kind of neat out here. There's a lot of farms and ranches and opportunities to work for them.
Yeah, I definitely love the whole small town feel and being out here for 5 years, I've grown to love Shadron, so I'm excited to see what career I go into and being out here.
Yeah, that's great. Bailey Steinke with us here on the show, and we'll finish up with something very unique about you, Bailey. I always like to talk about unique things about student-athletes and let fans get to know them. And one of the things that Bailey, is that you're married and you're in college, and that not many student-athletes can say that. And the crowd loves it, right? Hey, show the rings if you're married, right? So cheers to the married folks. You gotta like that. But so I always found that very unique about you, that you're married and in college and balancing life and school and all those type of things. It's gotta be great though to have the support of a husband as you go through all of everything you're involved in, being a very, very busy person.
Yeah, he definitely helps me and gives me a space where I can come home and just decompress and kind of get away from the scene every once in a while, because it can be a long season, but it is nice to just be able to go home to a husband. And all my teammates think I have all the boys' problem figured out just because I'm married, but they got it wrong on that part.
Yeah, so do they ask you things about how to, you know, like, hey, when I get married, what's a tip I should know, or what should I do this or that, or, you know, how do I keep them in line?
Yeah, right? That's right.
So what does your husband do?
He works for Fuller Construction as a project manager. So,
okay.
Yep, he's in the work field. And
great, gets to come out, cheer you on at the softball field and
yep.
And support and watch, and that's great.
Yeah, it's awesome to have him here.
So. Well, that's terrific. That's Bailey Steinke with us here on the show tonight. Bailey, thanks so much for being a part of the program and letting the fans get to know you a little bit better, talking about the insights of what makes you such a great softball player and having your team out here as well. It's fun to have everybody joining us here tonight on the Road Show. Good luck down in Denver this weekend, taking on the Roadrunners. Let's get some wins against Metro State. I wish you and your team all the very best, and thanks again for being on.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You got it. All right, that's Bailey Steinke from CSC Softball, our first guest. Coming up next, we will have a second guest on the show, and you're going to have to come back to find out exactly who that is. That's what they call a tease in the business. We'll have that second guest for you here and explain a little bit more about that in just a moment. It's the CSC Sports Roadshow live here at the Ridge in Shadron, and it's brought to you by Security First Bank. We will be back with more in just a moment.